before you, between the schools and the church club, there's some iron rails up the roadside, and the steps goes down. They're building some property across what they call Calwell Lane, just across. There's an old wooden sweet shop. And these steps go down facing that Calwell Lane. Oh, there's 20 steps. And there's a stream of water flowing there. It'll fill a can in no time. A little old woman up top, old Sarah Standish, she used to come with a 16-quart can. And it had no handle over, no bow over. It had a handle at the bottom of one side and on top of the other. And she'd a halo fit on her head. And if you notice, if you go down, of course it's pretty near grown up now, if you go down, there's a stone, so you used to put these cans on their heads. How she got her can full under the spout and lifted up on this, I don't know. And she'd get that on her head and carry it up them steps and up Corwell Lane to some old houses on the top. And this is most of the way. And balancing this on her head. How did they do it? And she was only 5'2" or 5'3". She was less than me anyway. Now she did. We mostly iron bowl. And with 2 8-quart cans. But she was carrying as much on her head as what we did in these two cans. Of course the iron hoop, it kept your cans away from you. And
did not get any water of the water from the river down here, the stream?
No.
Not very big, that, is it?
Well, water gets out of the brickworks and that into it.
Mm.
Oh no, I wouldn't drink that. There were several spouts up and down, but that Cowell was the main one. And there's another right away over the hills, they're called St. Helens Wells. That flowed very quick. There was some old legend as there'd been some kind of a habbier there, some St. Helens. Mm.
Besides these print mills you were talking about yesterday, what other industries were there in Whittle? Or have there been?
Works?
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been lots. Up the canal side, it's called the Lime Kilns today. There's a massive tunnel sort of a thing where they used to burn lime.
For
building purposes and for land, scattering on the land. Lime kilns, and close to, against the canal, there's an old chemical works. It's used as an engineer's yard now. This fella that's bought Low Mill Printworks, he's moving here from there, engineer fella.